Kudzu is growing on us. That story next on This Land of Ours. Kudzu has been a common nuisance in the Southeast for decades, originally planted as a cover crop to prevent soil erosion, and also marketed as a pretty ornamental vine for shade porches.
But it's a vine with the ability to grow over forests, the ability to colonize abandoned land, the ability to grow in areas where a lot of things don't grow. It's probably one of the most pervasive, one of the most invasive weeds that we have in North America.
Louis Ziska with USDA's Agricultural Research Service says it has come to be known as the vine that ate the South, and it has recently turned its appetite to other areas.
Now it's spreading. It was reported in Canada a few years ago, and it's prevalent throughout Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and parts of the Northeast, and recently showing up in Oregon and Washington State.
Ziska says kudzu is native to Southeast Asia.
It was actually brought over, believe it or not, in 1876 for the Philadelphia Exposition as a showcase for the new wonder plant that could be planted anywhere and control erosion and would make a nice uniform green background.
Scientists with the USDA are always looking to find new methods of controlling the prolific vine, or else finding ways to use it productively, such as in the making of biofuels. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, Southeast AgNet.